It's time for Talking.Golf. Talking.Golf is a regular podcast featuring newsmakers from the world of Wisconsin golf. And now, here's Rob Hernandez with this week's guest.
Hey, thanks for giving us a listen here on Talking.Golf. It's a fun one today. I have got with me Mark Schmitz. He's got a lot of titles. I'm going with the one on your email, Mark. It's founder and visual therapist, because I like visual therapy, for Zebra Dog in Madison. He has undertaken the brand redesign of the Madison Golf Parks, which is our primary topic, but there's so much else to get into. He's been out with the USGA Raiders out west, and he's just got back from a golf trip in Florida. A man of many hats, Mark Schmitz, thanks for taking time to join us here today on Talking.Golf, because I tell you what, I think if you grew up in Madison and played golf in Madison, you love the city courses, and you are leading a renaissance of these courses in conjunction with last week's news that the Kaiser family is going to lead a massive redesign of Odana Hills, which has really been the epicenter of golf. It's a fun time to be a golfer in Madison.
Yeah, it is, Robin. You know, we've known each other for so many years. Our kids grew up together, and we've, you know, have just a great respect for our family and our city and our game. You know, your family's in the game. We're all a part of it. I grew up in Madison, a block away from the 17th tee at Odana. And wow. So when I was a kid, we would bring the little red wagon down to the corner. My mom would make a jug of pink lemonade, and we'd have Dixie cups, and we'd sell glasses of lemon, little cups of lemonade for 5 cents a piece. And then we'd go in the woods and find the golf balls and sell them back to the guys that lost them on 15 for 25 cents a ball. So I literally grew up there carrying my dad's bag in the late 60s and you know, learning how to play golf at Odana and at Glenway. And so it's really a personal pledge to be able to be a part of the Golf Madison Park system. We just helped to redo the brand and kind of develop the brand and the name for the Madison Lakeway, which is a 2 mile park that will go down Lake Monona shoreline. But the Madison municipal golf history is really spectacular. 1927, Glenway comes online. We have a very dedicated staff, and with the addition and benevolence of Mike Kaiser and his wife, Michael, who they live in Madison, really truly have put a big shot of adrenaline in the city parks municipal system, from the Glen Golf Park, which, as you know, opened up just a couple of years ago, and we helped to develop the brand for that. We actually did the name change for it as well, from Glenway to the Glen Golf Park. Right. Golf parks are very, very hot topic right now in the country, where golf is, you know, kind of a difficult thing to access for a lot of people. And when you have a municipal course, that's sort of public land, and you're not golfing, you really can't use the land. So really wonderful to see the Madison Park system opening up Glenway in the mornings to dog walking and jogging and frisbee golf. And there's, you know, entertainment, live entertainment. Vince Sweeney sits out there with his guitar on Friday evenings, and that's a blast. Former athletic director, assistant athletic director of the UW. So, right. So we have a great community park, and now Michael Kaiser is again committing even further to Madison and to the park system to do a major renovation of Odana Hills. And so we'll have something other than gravel and the sand traps, which is wonderful. And it's going to be, we're very excited about it. And so I was approached by the city to help reimagine and kind of rethink the visual presence of these four courses. They have never really had an identity system that has worked well together, so that people understand that Monona and Yahara and the Glen are really a part of a singular parks unit. And so we went through the process this last winter. We're able to successfully come out with a really beautiful system that will help in merchandising, it will help in their brand awareness, and it really will bring people from around the state collectively to sort of want to play all four of them. You know, they're all so unique, Rob. You've played them all. You know, they have different land use, sort of different indigenous sort of tree systems that are on each one of them. So we really tried to pick up on that in the graphic design and the brand and logo development that we did for the four, and then had a chance to rethink what does the Golf Madison Parks identity system. How is that sort of at the top of the umbrella? So right. It's been a great process. They're launching it now this spring, and all kinds of great things coming for municipal golf in Madison. As you know, it's grown so much since COVID. It has changed. The entire game of golf has changed, and especially in Madison, and access to everybody in the city. It's so important to be able to get everybody, anyone who wants to be a part of that game, to be out there at a cost level that really works, programming and instruction levels that work well, that we're just really, really proud to be a part of. And it's fun to do it in your own hometown, because we do it all over the country, but it's really been great to do it right here in Madison.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because for our podcast format here, we're going to have a story on this, because you need to see what Mark has done with the Glen, with Monona Golf Course, Odana Hills, Yahara Hills, in just terms of really, you know, almost blending the logos together. But you are no stranger to this. Anyone who has seen your work, you know, I saw we lost our friend Bob Harlan a couple of weeks ago, and you and Bob worked together on the rebranding and the reimagining of Lambeau Field during the renovation time. I can't believe it was 25 years ago almost.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Can't believe it either.
No, yeah. And about the same time, Camp Randall Stadium. Right. You know, also your imaging with the you know, the logo and all the stuff that we've seen there, and then you branched out to golf. You've done projects with the famed Baltusrol Golf Club out in New Jersey. You've done work with Hazeltine. Your own home course at Nakoma celebrated 100 years a couple years ago, and you've not only done great things with the logo, but seeing some of the things on your website at Zebra Dog, you know, with what the interior of the clubhouse looks like, and you know, there is so much to be gained from just what you see. Mm-hmm. It's that first impression, I think, Mark, that, you know, is everything. And not all of the people that are going to be going to Odana Hills and you know, the other three courses are like you and me. I was born literally three blocks from Odana Hills on Charles Lane, and you're right, these courses are really deeply special to us. But anybody who moves to Madison, anybody who's come and gone, I think if you play golf, you've at some point gone to at least Odana, if not the other three.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, Odana's been, well, for a long time, it was the busiest golf course in the state of Wisconsin. I think it was now Brown Deer may have taken that title, but a tremendous amount of rounds, great access for everyone. People come here to play Odana and have forever. They've had state AMs there. They've had all the city tournaments there. It's been a really wonderful place. We are in the storytelling business. And so we've had a chance to, because golf has been such a passion of mine since I was a kid, we've been involved in really bringing sort of all the truth and the storytelling. So working with Bob and John Jones and others at Lambeau Field to be able to bring that Hall of Fame to life, to be able to bring those, all of the player areas, all of the non-player areas, all of the concessions, the club levels, all of that story, we were really honored to be selected to be a part of helping pull that together. Thousands of people work on those projects, but we were really proud to be able to develop the brand architecture, and then a lot of the beautiful things that happened inside. Getting a chance to spend time with Bart Starr and Jerry Kramer and all the others was just an incredible honor. And so from Zebra Dog, my company started 35 years ago. And we really enjoy getting that emotional connection to people when they come in. So being a part of the golf world to help Baltusrol bring their membership and their guests story planning together was really, really an honor. Hazeldine, amazing. I mean, you know that. Rachel knows that. They, you know, it's such an incredible place. Ryder Cup coming up again.
Yeah.
Just open up North Hills. Out in Manhasset, Long Island, we just did a wonderful whole vignette and storytelling system on Robert Trent Jones, who is the designer of that course. And two nights ago, I had dinner and drove around the golf course with Reese Jones, one of the more famous architects alive today. And I began to explain to him what I do for a living, and he was just fascinated by it. And he said, the kids that start golf now don't have any idea of the history of this game. They don't know how to connect it to the past and to the rule systems and the way that people handle themselves on a golf course. And he just, at the end of our conversations, he said, Mark, golf needs you. They need what you do. So please you know, please stay involved in helping to tell our stories because they're so important. So just so that sort of builds on the other line of connection, family connection, friends connection. Golf is the ultimate social experience. It's the ultimate, you know, sort of ethical and moral and just wonderful game that no one will ever really master other than a few people, that we're going to keep working on the rest of our lives. Very, very proud to be a part of all of that.
Well, and the press release about the Madison Project, you know, highlights the fact that the logo for Odanah Hills draws inspiration from the red-tailed hawks that have nested there for, you know, for decades. And, you know, Monona with its signature ponds. And I think at one point, wasn't Monona 18 holes before they built with Follett High School? And, you know, and there's such a history there that, you know, again, to have been a fly on the wall at these courses back in their, what I guess many would call their heyday, when there weren't the, when there wasn't the competition from all the courses that have been developed in the boom of construction back at the, you know, the start of the century here. And now, you know, with the, this now, you know, great, you know, renaissance of golf with post COVID, where it seems like everybody is playing it. I don't know what it's like at Nokomis, but down here in Arizona, more women are playing it. It, of course, we're 55 plus, but more girls are playing it at the junior level across the country. More kids are getting involved. And like you say, and like Mr. Jones said, I mean, you know, they get involved to play the game, but unlike many of us who got into it because we were inspired by Nicklaus or Palmer or Trevino or Player or others, the history part sometimes gets lost in the translation, but you're preserving this history here in Madison, and I think that's great.
Yeah, thank you very much. We, you know, from all the, from George Vitense and Andy North and Sherry Steinhauer and all of our great legends of the game that are here, and Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly, and just goes on and on. You know, when I tell people around the country where I'm from, they immediately go, Steve Stricker land, and we love Steve. He's the greatest guy. And then Andy North, obviously, and Sherry. And all good friends, all of those, Andy and Sherry grew up playing golf at Nokomis Golf Club here in Madison. Right. And I've been a member there for 30 years now. And we've, you know, kids have grown up there, and we've been really a part of the indigenous story, story of sort of tradition and sportsmanship. And there's a, we lost our signature tree a couple years ago, and I was able to get a big tree coin, a big section of that bur oak tree that was 165 years old. And we repaired it and did a ring dating, and it's on the walls in the library there. And it's really amazing to think that that tree was 65 years old when Thomas Bendelow first laid out that golf course in 1923. So we have, it actually was a seedling during the first ever Open Championship. So we love that kind of, we touch the game that way. And it's such a, it's a wonderful, it's a wonderful family thing. Yesterday, playing golf down at the park, public golf course, top 50 in the country, literally 250 kids, all on spring break, all learning on the putting courses, playing the little short par threes. Everybody's there, music's playing. It was an absolute party yesterday at a place called the Park, and Gil Hens had designed it and built it. Rebuilt it just a couple of years ago. So we love the spirit of this game. We love the spirit of storytelling, and we certainly love Madison, Wisconsin, and its great tradition of not only, you know, sending great golfers out into the world, but really just tremendous family experiences. And I can't stress enough to the listeners, you know, get out there and go to the Glen and grab a putter from the little pro shop there and play the 18 hole putting course at the Glen. It's just, it's wonderful.
Well, and so as it relates to the city courses, when I came back to Madison after, you know, leaving and growing up in central Wisconsin, the Odanah, Yahara were very much, you know, they were municipal courses, but they were mom and pop courses. It was Tom and Sandy Benson at Odanah Hills, and it was, you know, Mark Recklitz and his wife at Yahara Hills, and you know, Rob Morani at for a while at Glenway, and then always for a long time at Monona. And their family, their kids grew up in the in those things. And then it changed. And I think for a lot of people, change was difficult. You know, for the
Yeah.
long time, Odana, Yahara, you know, people and members and golfers. And what impressed me the most about what you sent along in this whole redesign of the logos and the image of these courses, Mark, is that it's not just a logo, but it's going to be on everything. And you're
Yeah.
gonna and you can now have a you know head covers with the Odana logo on it. You can have just about anything. It's like walking into a you know a Nevada Bob's, and it's got all city you know stuff. How did that thought? How tough was it to get together with the city on the idea that you can sell these golf courses in the way that you're going to be doing that?
Well, we all want to be a part of the places we love, right?
Yep.
So we like to wear our clothes of our favorite golf courses and of our favorite football teams and our favorite basketball teams. We love that in America. And what was missing, desperately missing from these, you know, decades old golf courses was any identity. There was nothing you could wear. There was no way to say, boy, I love Odana. I've been playing in men's league there for the last 25 years or whatever. So we really helped create a merchandising program that's very robust. They'll have a wonderful, you know, all kinds of things that will be available to you in all four courses. And they all look at, and they are all connected to each other. And I think that's where the collection of golf courses, the collection of spirit, the collection of a Madison experience, I think is what is so wonderful about it. We looked at from the Glen to Monona to Yahara and Odana, all of them have these very special parts of the land. So the oak savannas at Yahara, you know, when you and I were kids, those pine trees were 3.5 feet tall out there.
Right.
It was literally a field you could see from one side to the other. As far as you could see, there was nothing there. And now it's entirely different vibe. And they're kind of ancient lands. And we love to, in Madison, certainly our park system, our ecological system and our geography just begs of a natural environment. And it begs for us to be a part of that natural environment. So all four of these brands all connect to each other, all under the spirit of natural and beautiful indigenous environments. And I think that's, and they're friendly. Each one of these marks sort of smiles at you and says, I want to be a part of your wardrobe, or I want to be a part of it, you know, part of the golf balls in your bag or whatever it might be. But it's that spirit of connection. And this is spirit of showing your allegiance to a special place that is a big part of your life. So had I been able to have a little Odana, you know, golf bag when I was a kid, I would have had one. But now you'll be able to do that. We're very excited to be able to bring some new revenue systems to the city. At once Yahara, you know, the 18 holes was sold out at Yahara. So there's going to be an 18 hole course there. The other 18, the sale of that property, all of those funds have now gone into the ability to be able to change, you know, maintenance programs for all four of the courses, to be able to reinvest in the design and in the sort of CapEx improvements each year. And that's a financial boost that nobody ever thought was going to happen. So we're so excited that there are new funds available now to take all these four golf courses, and then the Kaiser influence financial, you know, assistance is really going to change. It's a great time to be a part of the Madison Golf Parks. And I would say that without any question, in the next 3 years, you're going to see marketable change in terms of the condition of the courses, access to the courses, programming at the courses. It's really a great boom time for all four and for all the City of Madison park system.
And the cool thing is, well, Michael and Jocelyn underwrite the amount of money it will take to move dirt and, you know, grow the right grass and have the right number of trees and all of that. The city will be now focusing on, did I read this correctly, a new clubhouse, which
yes,
Anna Hills, Yahara Hills, I played Yahara East one more time last year before it closed and walked into the clubhouse, and it has not changed a lick since I left 10 years ago and since I arrived 40
right.
years ago. I
40,
mean,
yeah.
it's the
Same
same thing. Time has stood still, Mark, at these courses. And I can't imagine what are you going to be able to get your fingerprints on whatever happens to the Odana clubhouse?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, that's such a classic. That architecture is just classic.
Yeah.
There's not a clubhouse like that anywhere in Wisconsin that I can remember. And it's been there. My dad used to play there back in the mid 60s, right? And that clubhouse was there, and there was the steak fries, and the, you know, they had so much fun there. And I remember as a kid running around there, literally in 1968 and 67, running around that building. And so we're excited that's going to happen. Don't know what's going to happen architecturally. It's going to be hard to reproduce that, but right. Anything that we can do, because our company, at Zebra Dog really specializes in placemaking at the epicenter, you know, at the place. We had just redone the Leinenkugel's brewery tour, the Miller brewing tour. From the Cole Center to Camp Randall to State Street, so many places in the state that we have been a part of, really, changing the guest experience and the visitor experience by infusing the stories and the history and the culture to all of those special places. And so I'm looking forward to the future of, you know, new physical assets. I know the little tiny triangle clubhouse at the Glen, that's going to get changed. There's going to be a new one there. Wow. All the cross country skiing and all the running and the rucking and all the things that are going to happen at the Glen over the next few years will be so exciting. Big time to be outdoors in Wisconsin and certainly in Madison.
So what is your opinion about the potential for doing this kind of thing elsewhere? And I know people that'll be listening to this, that'll be reading this, will wonder, you know, should my course or, you know, be doing that? This is neat because it's a collection of courses under a municipal umbrella. Obviously, private clubs that have the history of Baltus Roll and Hazeltine also have the resources to really go all in. But to me, and I think a lot of courses that have, you know, kind of been, you know, bought and sold over the last 10 or 15 years have a small component of branding involved in that. But there is so much potential here, isn't there?
Yeah, I wrote an article in Golf Business Magazine not long ago about your the brand of at a course and what it means, the stickiness, the connection of players and members and staff and everybody sort of feeling a sense of wanting to be a part of place, right? Place is so important to all of us, especially outdoor recreation space and place. And so I encourage, you know, we've had so many people come to us, and I've done so many other brands for so many different golf courses around the country. There's just any number of them, and it becomes the moniker. It's the thing that people grab onto and that wear. So when we were working with Bob Harlan in the year 2000, and it was either going to be, they were going to be the Green Bay Packers or the Waukesha Packers. I mean, it was literally that close. It was right down to the bone as to whether we could reinvest in Brown County, reinvest in Wisconsin, and keep the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay. It all happened. There was a Brown County tax, and it worked, and everybody, and thank goodness it happened when it did. 9/11 happened right after that. So thank goodness that happened, because now look at what's happened 25 years later. But at the time, I remember talking to Mr. Harlan about wanting to create an identity, a logo for Lambeau Field. And he said, why would we do that? I don't understand. Because thousands of people would wear a shirt or a hat or anything with that mark on it, because it means so much to their family and so much to them and so much to their constituents. And sure enough, we convinced them to do a mark, a logo piece for Lambeau Field 25 years ago. We just celebrated that little anniversary for it. And the first year that I met them, the Packer Pro Shop had done $1 million in sales. And that was in 1999. It was a big deal. They were rotating through the G, right? And the G, the logo, is owned by the NFL. It's not owned by the Green Bay Packers. And so we wanted to create a new source of revenue for the Green Bay Packers. And in order to do that, we needed to use Lambeau Field in the mark, because we couldn't use the G, because then 75 cents of every dollar goes to the league, 25 cents stays back. So we created this mark. The very first year that it was out, after the restoration and renovation of Lambeau in 2003, they had over $16 million in sales for that single logo on merchandising. So it is a dramatic opportunity for any organization to, especially that is around the people in the people business, to be able to refresh your brand. I always say, brush your teeth, brush your logo. Let's get it going. Let's let's get everything up and new and apply some equity to it. Take what's been there and use that equity, but spin it up to a new place, because we have a lot of, we live in a visual society. We live in a society of brands and a society that is of loyal, loyal people to the places that they love. And so that's a part of our business. We've been a part of it forever. I started designing my first logo systems in the early 80s when I was in school. So very important thing to do, very important in the golf industry because of the merchandise opportunities and the loyalty opportunities. And that's what we all seek anyway. The memories that we have on golf courses are irreplaceable. We talk about them our entire lives. The memories that we make with our friends and our family at our places mean so much that we want to be able to wear that, right? You want to be able to have that, have that somewhere near you, as you know, so you have those memories that stick with it.
Let me close the podcast by asking about one of your golf experiences here. You're a USGA Raider.
I'm a golf course Raider for Golf Week magazine.
Okay, that's right, Golf Week magazine.
Yep. I've been a Raider for a little over 5 years now, and my job, my job is to literally go around the country and play courses that are on the rating wait list that people want. They want their courses to be rated, so that every year Golf Week magazine puts out a tremendous publication of course ratings for old school courses and modern courses, private courses and public courses, 9-hole courses and 18-hole. There's a whole bunch of criteria, but we get a chance to rate those, and we submit our ballots. There's about 600 raters around the world. We submit our ballots, and then those ballots all end up being in those ratings. And I can't tell you how important it is for those general managers and those owners and those other city to have their courses rated in that publication and rated as high as they can be rated. It means everything to them, because people spend a lot of time reading ratings of different courses before they play them. And so it's been a wonderful part, a wonderful part of my passion for the game is being a part of the Golf Week magazine Raider group. And that's where we just were down in Florida. We had a chance to play PGA championship course. We played a Reese Jones course called Broken Sound, which was just spectacular. And that's where we had a chance to have dinner with Reese and actually be on the golf course with him and learn from him about how and why they did some of the restorations that they recently went through. And then yesterday was at the park down in Boca Raton that Tiger Woods has helped to fund, the Schwab family. And it's a public golf course, and it is just the most fun place you could ever imagine. It's what the Glen is going to be someday when we grow up. It's just really spectacular. So you want to get out there. You know, it's springtime. There's still snow on the ground in my house here in Fitchburg. Yeah. Get out there as soon as you can and be a part of these brands, because it's growing and it's very exciting, and we're really proud to be a part of it.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you doing this in a podcast format. We'll talk a little bit more off air about this Madison project, just to kind of put a bow on it. But thanks so much for what you're doing to revitalize golf in the city of Madison, along with so many other people. It's really fun to see kind of this energy around the four courses that we all know and love. That's Mark Schmitz. I'm Rob Hernandez. This has been Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf.